USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Supreme Court will issue new opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. The May jobs report was released on Friday from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
The U.S. labor market remained positive in May, even as most Americans are taking home less money because of rampant inflation. 390,000 jobs were created nationwide last month, while unemployment remains steady at 3.6%. President Biden, at home in Delaware, is addressing America's inflation problem.
There's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. It's still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed the state's budget into law late last week. Education was a top priority in the budget, which includes $600 million to continue to raise the base rate of pay for teachers and $1.4 billion to boost funding for early childhood education. After signing the budget, the governor saying that many kids across the nation lost ground due to COVID-19 and not being in classrooms, but that was not the case in Florida.
And if you look also in terms of education, these lockdown states that, you know, the unions locked these kids out of school, they didn't want them in class, and the result has been huge learning losses, unprecedented learning losses. But even Harvard admitted Florida, we've seen no widening of any achievement gaps between rich, poor, black, white, because we actually had kids in school.
Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is at a record high. Officials at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying there's more of the planet warming gas in the atmosphere now than at any time in the past 4 million years. That's 50% higher than the average was before human beings began burning oil, gas, and coal in the 19th century. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.